Bannerbox Radio. There's no equal. Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 52 for this fine February the 23rd. I'm your person who's talking currently, Thomas Towson, and here's your person who's talking after me, Dan Knight.
Concurrently?
Concurrently.
Is that the word?
Nope.
After currently?
That's right.
Post currently.
Post coitus.
I hit that hard P.
That's right. You hit it real hard. Go ahead and max out the mic.
Okay.
Great. So we're back again this week to do what we do, which is... Uh-huh.
Doo-doo.
Okay, great.
setting the bar high.
Great. You know, we're gonna end this season on a real brown note here.
Oh. See, you went with it. You flew with it like the Golden Eagle.
That's right. So this is... We're gonna do what we normally do, which is come back and give you the just vilest, most filthy, disgusting news that we can find. Mm-hmm. Usually it's not all that disgusting, but it is gross... It can be gross. Either way, we're going to do it anyway. And that's just that, Jack. So there you go.
That doesn't rhyme. Nope.
Well, it doesn't have to. So like I said, this is episode 52. And before we get right into things, I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
That's something that we did that.
That's right.
We're doing it.
This marks 1 year of Bannerbox Radio, which is, I mean, that's pretty cool, I guess.
This does?
Yeah, this is the 1 year mark.
The titular.
Right, this is the 52nd episode, so 52 weeks of doing it.
Wowzer.
I know, it's crazy. With that information, do nothing, but that's okay. Just know in your heart that we've been doing this all for you, and it has taken a toll on our lives. And we are aging more rapidly.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm emaciated.
That's right. William
malnourished.
H. Maciated.
Oh my, yeah. That's the worst kind.
The worst. But it is kind of a big deal, and we've been planning all week. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What is the big 52? Mm. We've been planning it all week, and we finally decided what we're going to do.
It's taken us a lot.
Yeah, it's big, big plans.
Oh, my God.
All right, and that is nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's just another episode. Get excited for 53. All right, that's when all the cool stuff is happening.
That's where the cool kids are.
Well, hopefully.
They're one episode ahead of you guys.
They're time travelers?
Yeah.
Wow,
you
they
better
are
believe
impressive.
It. Yeah, that's right. That's why they're the cool kids.
I guess, yeah. Well, either way, what I can do is before we start into things, I could just continue with the usual tradition of telling you what today's national day is.
Okay.
I know this is one that is going to be very near and dear to your heart, actually.
No,
I'm not joking. For once, I'm not doing a bit.
No?
This one is actually going to be near and dear to your heart, and that is today is National Banana Bread Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate bananas, but love banana bread. Banana bread is a beautiful thing.
Ooh.
It's because I generally like the flavor, sort of, when it's covered by other things. The thing that kills me is texture. Banana texture, I may as well be chewing on a homeless man's hemorrhoids. You know, it's just vile and disgusting to me. It's just horrible.
I don't know if texture-wise that would match up, really.
Well, how would you know?
Well, you know, I've been around Charlie. And I've been around Charlie. He's the homeless man that lives nearby.
Who offers his hemorrhoids.
Yeah, for chewing.
That's right.
And you said, you know, we did, we before we even got into the articles, we made it to the disgusting
realm.
That's
right. We truly lower the bar each time we do this for all of radio kind.
Mm.
But at least we have fun doing it.
Yeah. Hopefully you do too for listening. You made it this far, right?
That's right. Hopefully we can make a season two.
Hopefully.
That's right.
Well, the only obstacle there is just us having the willpower to do
that's right
another and episode
continuing to pay hosting fees.
That, yeah, okay, yeah, that's true.
At our negative income, but you know what? We're paid back in dividends by the warm fuzzy ooh ooh yah yahs that are in our tummy tum.
Yeah, I don't know what that
it's
is.
A technical term. You know, from my years spent in doctoring.
Oh, wow. So so this is living in your stomach. So you eat it?
Yeah. Yeah, you eat it. It matures, and then it makes you feel real good.
Wow.
Real warm and fuzzy when it starts growing its hairs.
Inside your belly.
That's what you... You didn't know where that phrase came from, did you? Now you do.
I still don't.
Well, instead of rambling on for another 5 minutes, you know what we could do is actually get to the old meat and potatoes of this whole thing.
Okay.
And just get right into them farticles.
Ooh.
That's right. Keeping it highbrow.
Okay. Well, I'm going to actually start off on a more serious note. I'm going to take it down a few notches. I know we've been silly a lot recently.
Have we?
Well, recently meaning every single episode we've ever done. And so now I think it's probably a good time to change it up, and I want to do a serious article, if I may. You know, because we do comedy stuff a lot, we make fun of things, but this is, you know, this...
All right.
I want to try out the dramatic side of it.
I have no idea where you're going with this, but, sure.
Okay. All right. Just... You know,
I'm here.
Just let me bear my dramatic soul
all
for
right.
you.
Bear it all.
I'm gonna just take my pants off because this is
okay. Great.
It's gonna help with the process.
Okay.
You'll thank me later.
Great.
Okay. A startling amount of attacks have been reported in the past year or two.
Wow.
Late last year, a Massachusetts postman was quote mercilessly hunted down and attacked every single day. Another postal worker in North Carolina said they made her feel unsafe when doing her rounds after avoiding an attack herself in 2014.
This is dark.
And and it's only getting worse.
Okay.
Just listen to the somber 911 phone call from a postal worker in Hillsdale, New Jersey.
Okay, let's put that on.
Be warned. It's not for the faint of heart. So
are you?
If you're not prepared. Okay. You should probably turn away.
Damn, this.
Turn your ears away from wherever this is coming from.
All right, let's put that on.
All right, play it.
The police, Sergeant Robin. Hey, Sarge, this is the postmaster in Hillsdale.
Hey, he's gone.
Okay. You're not going to believe this, but I got a carry that's being attacked by wild turkeys. Won't let him deliver the mail.
Where?
On Esplanade Drive, 28 Esplanade Drive.
Esplanade?
Yeah, I guess that's it. ESPLA.
Yeah, that's what I'm 28, okay, being attacked by turkeys.
This has been going on. It's crazy. I mean, they're actually attacking, biting. They chase the trucks, everything.
Damn.
Wow.
Biting.
Take a look at
Dan,
it. All right,
that?
I will send them over there. Thank you. All right, bye.
Dan, this is... that. You're an idiot.
They're biting.
All that lead up.
Turkey bites, you know, are serious.
Yeah.
This is...
Okay.
Turkeys on the warpath.
All right, all that lead up. All that lead up and turkeys.
Well, it's serious.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to be getting less and less afraid of humans in the coming years and are feeling us out.
Oh, goodness. That's
my opinion.
Anything but that.
They're getting their feels out.
Okay, great.
Planning their next move.
Uh-huh.
And rest assured, when they strike, it will be merciless and swift.
Oh, I bet. I'm terrified. Dan, I'm absolutely shaking.
I was looking at videos... I don't feel like you are shaking though.
Well, you know, I'm not.
I'm getting a strong sarcasm from you. I feel like.
Yeah, you know, if this were a cake, mm-hmm. it would be a you're an idiot cake with a nice thin sarcasm frosting on top.
I like how you laid that out. I can really imagine
the flavors,
those figurative
are rich.
elements to the cake.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do that. I'm glad that you were able to. Hog swallow the people of the fine listeners of this show.
Bamboozle even.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I don't feel that way. I feel like this is I'm doing a public. I'm public servicing these people.
Are you?
I'm
now? Publicly, you're publicly servicing these people.
I'm making an announcement to publicly service these people, and
great.
I was looking at a lot of YouTube videos of this, and this is serious stuff. People are being chased. I saw this one video. A woman was chased to her car, and she was filming the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And when she finally got into the safety of her car, the turkey was moving around it, circling it like a shark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it actually, you could see it. It was slightly comical, poking its head over the hood of the car.
Yeah.
Well,
honestly, I'm terrified for our children.
It's scary.
Not
it's
ours,
scary
but, you know, the children of this country.
The turkeys are going to attack all of us, and they're going to make us their human slaves.
I can't wait.
Or become submissive. And that's why we need, you and yeah. I need to start a website called...
StopTurkeys.gov.
No, basically it'll be a website pledging our allegiance to the turkey overlords.
Oh, I see. You want to go, you want to quit immediately.
Yeah, I give up.
Yeah, they win.
I already give up.
Yeah, okay. Great. I'm glad that we could have this moment together.
This all kind of reminds me of that South Park episode when all the turkeys were attacking the townsfolk and killing them and stuff. And then they had to rally. They had to rally against the turkey horde.
I'm going to guess that you got no inspiration from that.
What are you implying exactly?
Oh, you know what I'm implying.
I don't. Maybe you should give me another.
You're kind of hamming this up.
You know, this is, we need to, it's make it or break it time.
Okay,
is what I'm saying.
Well, why don't we take that moment that you've given us to break it?
Okay, all right.
Okay, why don't we just move on to the next one here?
Okay.
And talk about, speaking of biting.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got a related article, actually, believe it or not.
I doubt
it. We got turkeys biting, and now we have a woman in Richmond, Virginia, has been charged with malicious wounding after police said she bit a Wendy's employee on the left knee.
That's a place to bite.
That's right. And I did really have one. I really did. It was a real segue.
This is legit.
It only took me 52 episodes to have a real segue.
You nailed it.
You know what? It's because it's not, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy because we have no idea what we're going to do before we do this.
That's true. We don't really bring this stuff.
No idea.
No.
We don't have shared show notes.
No.
It's just a thing.
We bring articles to each other on the fly, and so one of us is getting the information at the same time you, the listener,
is. It's all legit to quit. It's all too legit to quit.
As the Great Hammer once
preached
to us. That's
right. Anyway, so the question that is immediately begged of this is, why the left knee? It seems like an inconvenient place to bite someone.
Well, I believe it's the meatiest portion of the human.
Oh, see, that's where I wasn't getting. That's what I wasn't getting. I understand now. So going forward, everyone keep that in mind. The beef happened Monday night when Lovely Robinson, that's her name, Lovely Robinson.
Wow.
First name Lovely, last name Robinson. Allegedly became angry. Oh, no, I think it's pretty much confirmed that she became angry.
Hangry, more like.
Oh, great. after receiving the wrong order, an unforgivable offense, really.
I ordered the knee.
Okay. Yeah. Police said the 28-year-old woman ordered food in the drive-thru lane. She was asked to pull her vehicle forward because the order wasn't finished. A Wendy's worker brought out the order, but there was apparently a mistake. Good God, no.
That never happens.
Ever. Where was I? Robinson followed the worker back inside.
Lovely.
As you do. And demanded the correct order, police said. Wendy's manager, LaTanya Nelson, the victim, said Robinson was the angriest customer she'd ever seen. Quote, she came in cursing and said, I'll come across the counter. So I said, okay. She jumped over, so I defended myself, Nelson reported. Quote, she didn't have me in size, but she had heart. I'll give her that. I told her, you can't be in here. You gotta go, Nelson said. The two were tussling near the fryer when Robinson bit down on her left knee, leaving a huge bite mark.
She probably drew blood, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a nice, tasty mark, you know? She was hungry. She was already hungry from not getting the right food. She had to find her sustenance elsewhere.
I like that the manager said, you know, she's like,
she's
I'm going to come
heart.
Over.
Yeah.
And she's like, do it.
Okay, sure.
And then she does, and she's like, get out of here.
What are you doing?
I mean, I can understand. He's like, why would you take me? I obviously do not want you here. She should have taken, like, a bunch of the fry grease and thrown it at her face.
That's right. Hot fry grease. Just, yeah.
This
just
is what you want.
Guaranteed to
Lovely.
Leave a lasting mark.
Yeah.
That's right. Police arrived on the scene and arrested Robinson. Robinson is also accused of intentionally damaging property, preventing law enforcement from making an arrest, and trespassing.
Oh.
Lock her up, boys.
I thought it was going to be Criminal Mischief.
Oh, awesome. We haven't had a Criminal Mischief in a while.
We haven't.
You know, it's...
And it saddens me.
Yeah. It's real disappointing. It tended to be a theme for a while, completely by accident.
It's really the only thing that keeps me going.
Maybe we made fun of it enough that all news sources are now no longer doing that. Because our reach is that great.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not even the defining thing anymore. Standard. Yeah. Oh, guys, we got to stop using that. Those guys on Vanderbox, they're really just throwing us under the, you know, giving us the what for.
Oh, yeah, and I don't appreciate getting wet floors.
That's right. Hate the wet for.
Wet floors.
Great.
That's the ribbon, the bow on your, the ribbon?
The ribbon on the bow on the cake of
that
life.
Is shame.
That's right.
The ribbon on the bow on the cake.
Of life of shame. Of shame.
Of a shameful life.
That's right. That's the title of the episode, if I remember it.
And we won't.
Yeah, we won't.
Well, I've got a kind of an awesome story for you.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Of a completely awesome elderly woman.
Okay, you got me already.
An awesome elderly woman is responsible for putting two hoodlums in the slammer.
The slammer?
As we say in America's Most Wanted in the 90s. While sitting in her car in her driveway, minding her own darn business.
Hey, watch your language, young man.
Minding her own P's and Q's. That's and dotting her I's.
That's right. Crossing her T's.
And dotting her I's.
Dotting her I's.
Like just poking her own eyes out.
Oh, okay.
Two people approached her. The Pennsylvania.
Were they up to no good?
She didn't know that, but they were.
Okay.
She wasn't aware.
Were they about to start trouble in her neighborhood?
Yeah.
God, I hate that. You know, you get into one little fight and your mom gets scared.
And so she forces you to live with your auntie and uncle.
In a town called Bel Air. That's right.
And I'm sure this 81-year-old woman had an aunt and uncle.
Well, you never know. You never know. All right? When you don't know, you don't know. And you don't know.
She does, though. She does. That's exactly how this story pans out.
I figured.
Actually, you can just take the whole Fresh Prince theme song, and it applies directly to this article. No, actually, it doesn't at all. While sitting in her car in her driveway, minding her own business, two people approached her. The Pennsylvanian woman obliged their conversational attitudes, but then things turned sour. One of them reached in through the open car window and snatched her purse.
God, no.
The most stereotypical crime.
Yep. But done drive-by style, but the backwards drive style.
Driveway
she,
style.
Was she in the car?
She was in her own car.
Moving.
She was parked in her driveway.
Oh, okay.
The two then took off in their car. Okay. And the 81-year-old lady was not prepared to take this lying down and sped after those no-good whippersnappers.
Nice.
She then slammed her car into theirs, causing substantial damage.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, the two managed to escape.
Until. This is an article of retribution and yeah, I'm ready.
Police spotted their damaged car hiding in a grocery store parking lot. They then arrested 34-year-old William Hayhurst and 30-year-old Aaron Van Matter.
Yes.
And arraigned them on robbery and other charges. That's Hayhurst.
Hayhurst. Hayhurst.
I like that. Your German accent's pretty bad.
Great.
According to police, the suspects targeted the woman after they noticed her with a fat stack at the pharmacy.
Gotta watch out for those grannies with those fat stacks.
That was the police quote. This is a direct police quote. This is a quote from the police. She was rolling in them fat stacks like a high roller about to take care of some business or pick up some Lipitor at the pharmacy. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. That was a joke.
No, that's what the police said.
No.
Okay, maybe it was. It may have been a joke. That's not a direct quote.
You had me for a second. I'll be honest. You did actually have me for a second. Yeah.
Did I?
Good. Yeah.
Good. Good. I getcha. You've been got. You got.
That's right.
By the squaniel.
Okay. Any more on that?
No. That's all I got.
I mean, at least there's that. At least that's good.
Yeah.
At least they were caught and put to death by a court of law.
She got, they got, you got T-boned by a granny.
Yep, and they were put to the death penalty. Yep. Death by firing squad.
Yes.
The ultimate payment for trying to rob a little old granny.
Actually, what happens is there's this new thing that they're trying out where you get hanged, and as, you know, if your neck doesn't snap entirely, then the firing squad takes
you out.
Well, while you're hanging there.
This is pretty dark.
Yeah, it's pretty, well, I would say it's some of that old world justice.
Old world charm.
That we need. Yeah, that charm. And the granny did all of that. She was the executioner.
Wow. The judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah. So all those things.
That's right. All right, great.
In her basement.
That makes me very...
She brought them back to her house and executed them in her basement.
It's very dark.
But we're laughing, so it can't be that dark. We're playfully dark.
It's just a joke. It's just a funny joke, everybody. Murder's hilarious. Okay, let's move on. This is a real short one, but it's just a goofy circumstance.
Okay.
A dramatic video online, which you can easily find, shows fire crews rushing to free a 2-year-old girl from inside a locked bank safe.
Ooh.
Well, you know, that was a bad joke. It would have been a bad joke. I was going to say something to the effect of the parents didn't quite understand the idea of a sperm bank. Right, because it's a bank and it's a product of your... Okay, so
terrible.
That's great. She reported... It made it worse than I then explained it anyway.
You made it really terrible by doing that.
She reportedly scrambled into the steel time lock box at the UniCredit branch in Vicenza, Northern Italy.
Ooh,
I believe that's the correct pronunciation.
Not Vicenza?
Vicenza! Pizza!
Ricosi.
Yeah, okay, that's terrible.
Like they do on the Family Guy.
That's right. great. On Thursday, after becoming bored while her mom spoke to a teller.
That is boring.
The door then closed behind her, and she was trapped inside. For security reasons, it can't be opened for another 40 minutes.
Oh.
Bank staff and her mom called emergency services. The video posted online shows firefighters using a hydraulic wedge to force open the safe's doors. The tearful little girl who'd been stuck inside the confined space for more than 15 minutes was lifted out. While she clearly appeared distressed, reports state that she was otherwise unhurt. That's what happened. Which is, you know, it's what anyone does. When you're a 2-year-old, right, you get bored and you're like, oh, I'm going to go get in a safe. And then you lock it on yourself.
How many times is this? That's the infomercial. They play that footage.
While you're wearing your black turtleneck and talking about the futility of life. In some sort of grand spectacle, you lock yourself in a safe to symbolize something about... You know, how money traps us all, and, you know, life is pointless. And
should bring back the music for you for this
part.
That's
right. Yep.
Life is pointless.
You ever see the Twitter account Nihilist Arby's?
No.
If you ever have, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, go check out Nihilist Arby's on Twitter.
Was that Nihilist?
Nihilist, same thing.
Oh.
And it's just... As if it was an Arby's, but all the topics are super, like, you know, come in and have a Arby's roast beef and cheddar, or don't. Life is pointless anyway. Come taste the futility in our French fries.
Who cares?
Kind of attitude. I love it. It's a fantastic account.
That sounds great.
It really is. If nothing else, Twitter is good for
good food.
Arby's. What are they called? Novelty accounts. It's funny for novelty accounts. And there's plenty of them. Not that I would know, because I don't really use Twitter. But it's a thing. Anyway, Daniel.
We should do Twitter more.
We should, and we keep threatening it. We keep threatening to use Twitter. We're like,
we're
going to do it. You better stop. We're going to do it. We're going to use Twitter right on you.
We're going to join... The current populace.
We'll stop being 80-year-old men and join the rest of the world on Twitter. But realistically, I'll probably just have Megan do it.
Well, because at least that's a start.
I like being crotchety. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I like not knowing about stuff.
Yeah. I like blissful ignorance.
There is something to that.
Something to be said. All right, Dan. I hear whisperings on the mountains that you have one more article for us this week.
Yes, as per usual.
Heavens, I've been titled far too many times.
Yes. Well, your tattles will remain tittled.
Oh, great. I'm excited.
21-year-old Bruce Chafin agreed to a Kennedy plea of a first-degree robbery charge, which enabled him to plead without admitting guilt.
What's a second-degree robbery charge? First is you did it, you and totally you intended to do it, you planned to do it. So second would be on the fly, you didn't plan to do it.
Yeah, I've like always felt saw Nana with some fat stacks.
Yeah, that's right. I've always felt that the orders of murders and, you know, we have first degree, second degree, I always felt they were swapped. Shouldn't it be a higher, why is it a different sentence if you planned it? I mean, that's just bad form. Now you're just encouraging people not to think through their actions.
Yeah.
You get a worse sentence if you premeditated it.
One would think, yeah.
Wouldn't it be a higher one if it was just an act of raw brutality and you just murdered someone? And then you'd save three for, like, accidental.
Yeah, insurance. Right?
Yeah, accidental insurance. That's correct. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, you know, there is something to that, but I'm not going to placate it.
But what would third degree
robbery
be? Would that be like, oops, I accidentally picked up this dollar and it was somebody else's and they saw me do it, but I was like, no, I didn't do it. And then you ran away.
And then it turns out it was somebody's dollar.
Yeah.
Well, on January 13th, Mr. John Bruce Chafin pulled out a revolver.
The?
Yes.
Of the John Bruce Chafins? The Wilmington John
the
Bruce
The traveling
Chafins?
John Will? Yeah. John Wilkes Booth's.
Oh.
No, that's a different guy.
okay.
He pulled out his revolver and ordered the victim to empty his wallet. Empty your wallet. And...
Partner...
The wallet contained a crisp $1 bill and nothing more.
I love hearing these stories. I love these stories of robberies gone terribly wrong. Of robberies that are just so not worth, like the dollar store robberies, but this is way better.
The other thing, though, based on this description that you've defined by the degrees, of, that would be a third degree, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's a dollar.
Yeah, I guess it would be a second degree because he was just like, he knew he was going to do it, but he may not have planned it all the way out. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway.
Give me a buck. I need to buy a Snickers. And I've only got 35 cents. Yeah, he essentially held up a man for around the same amount of money a panhandler would receive.
Great.
So good job, man.
That was worth his time.
Police confiscated a jacket, the revolver, and that sweet Washington paper.
Great.
that
sweet Washington paper. It's all about the Washingtons.
It is, when you're this poor. Cabell Court Judge Chris Chiles sentenced Chafin to at least 6 months... Chafin. To at least 6 months to 2 years at Anthony Center for youthful offenders.
God, wouldn't that suck to get 2 years over a dollar?
Yeah.
God, that's brutal.
That really sucks. And you know you're going to get beat up there because you're going to be like, what did you do? Stole a dollar.
Tried to steal a dollar.
Tried to
unsuccessfully.
With a gun. I couldn't even get a dollar. Yeah, he was suspended. He was sentenced for 6 months, 2 years at Anthony Center for Youthful Offenders and suspended his 15-year prison sentence. So it was a little beefier of a sentence for stealing.
Ooh,
he was gonna
beefy
get,
sentences.
He was going to get a beefy sentence.
Good old-fashioned, hot, flame-broiled, beefy sentence.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, times are tough. And he probably could have made more money accepting donations.
Yep.
For a made-up charity.
That's right.
Like, hey, you know, I'm with the Human Fund.
Charity.
The People for Other People charity. That sounds
I need
real.
A dollar charity.
Please give me a dollar.
Someone would have donated just out of just comedic value.
Yeah.
So you could have easily got that. But to be fair, he didn't know there was only going to be $1. So
yeah,
it's kind of a bummer.
It is.
It's a bummer. You know,
backed the wrong horse.
You sure did. And now you're going to go to jail. And
you don't even get a dollar.
You don't even get a dollar. Give me a nickel. Give me a dime. Something, save some time.
Do the crime.
That's right. Do the crime, save the dime.
Yep, that's make the rhyme. Make the rhyme.
All
right,
good
rap.
I've got one more for us this week, Dan. One more to wrap up the final episode of the first year.
Oh.
I know. That's crazy, right?
Mm.
Okay, so here it is, and it's a highbrow topic.
So it's not. I know it's not.
That's right. So we're going to end on a nice, clean, family-friendly note like Hitler.
Oh, who's that?
Well, let's not be insensitive. Though 911 is supposed to save lives, a man in Florida, ending on all the best notes.
We're hitting everything.
That's right. Is accused of using the emergency phone service to save himself from boredom. Michael Gilman, 28, was arrested early Saturday morning and charged with misusing the service. Police in DeLand, is that what it is? In DeLand.
Oh, yeah.
All the police in DeLand say Gilman called 911 at least 6 times in one day.
Wow.
Including 5 times in a 5-hour period. A couple of his calls focused on Hitler and the Jews.
Mm. So he had an agenda.
Uh-huh. That's right. He was there with a purpose. Police say he also asked the 911 dispatcher to throw people out of homes in order to serve and protect, and tried to report an emergency at the White House.
What?
Gilman allegedly told dispatchers his emergency was being poor and not able to vote. Dispatchers also said he hung up on 2 occasions when dispatchers tried to transfer him to a non-emergency line. One officer said he went to Gilman's home in order to get him to stop calling 911. When the officer asked Gilman what he was doing, the suspect allegedly said he was talking to your dispatcher because I'm bored. Gilman was taken into custody and later released.
Wow.
Florida, you got the finest, the fanciest, and the best.
You've
best
done
of
it.
Us. Without you,
where would we be?
What would we talk about?
So, did he get charged with anything?
Charged with being dumb, mostly. He was charged with misusing the service. So, some sort of fee, some sort of slap on the wrist kind of thing.
I feel like criminal mischief would hit that pocket.
I feel like
real
he might
perfect.
Have been. Yeah, he might have been charged with criminal mischief. It doesn't say exactly, but I'm gonna say for posterity reasons and just because it makes me feel better. Part of that blissful ignorance we were talking about.
Mm.
I'm gonna believe that he was charged with. What's it called? Criminal mischief.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Being a dum-dum.
That's right. Dum-dum in the tum-tum.
Yep. That's the worst place to be. Dum-dum.
So thank you, Mr. Gilman, for providing some sort of comedic value that we can then make fun of.
I'm talking about Hitler.
That's right.
To people who don't care.
I wish it was an emergency to be poor. Police, look, this is a real serious problem. I am getting low on money.
I only have one Washington paper in my pocket.
Send the SWAT.
Somebody robbed me of my other one.
One Washington paper. Hi, will this one Washington paper cover this?
That should start being a thing where people are at, like, all right, so you go to the tolls and you're like, here's one Washington paper.
I hear it's worth 4 of coin.
Four Washington coins. Four Washington silver.
There you go. There you have it. You take one down. You pass it around. You got the facts of life.
The monkeys on the bed.
That's right. that is going to wrap it up this week.
This season.
Technically, this season, this year. Year of this. We're going to do one next week. It's going to come right back next week. But pretend like this is a year of the show, because it is being completed. So there we go. We did it, guys. We did it. We did 52 episodes, and guess what that means?
Let's all hold hands.
That's right. Kumbaya. No, it means nothing, because we're going to be back again next week for 53 and truck on to the next 100, and we're going to get to 104. That'll be 2 years, and then we're going to keep on going. There's no stops to this banter train.
I don't know how I feel about it.
We're
making sign commitments. Up for this. We don't take any breaks in between?
Never.
Oh.
There's no stop, Dan.
This is sounds bad.
But no, on a serious note, though, I want to mention a couple things. It might be a little bit of a long ending, so I apologize. I want to reiterate that we are doing the change, so you're going to find the newest episode at ghostshipradio.com, and then from there, you'll be able to find the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's going to happen. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
At least I sure hope it does. That's the plan.
That's the plan. That's tentatively planned.
That's right, and that's the start of the new network where we're going to have new shows, new ideas that we're going to be bringing. You know, keep your ears and eyes and sphincters peeled.
Yeah, peel that sphincter back.
And get pumped for that. But in the meantime, You can find this episode that you're hearing, of course, where you found it, which is BannerBoxRadio.com, currently, and outdated immediately after I say this.
So it will have almost no...
That's right, but you can still, the part of this that does still stay intact is, you can still send your BannerBox-related emails to bbr@bannerboxradio.com. Still, that's where you can send in your feedback, your ideas, anything you want to say about the show, and you can still go to our contact form and fill it out there. So we got big changes coming, and folks, I know from both of us, I think you agree, that we want to... You know, get real serious and say that we appreciate absolutely everything that everyone has done, has continued to support us, and we're going to continue putting out hopefully quality shows that you enjoy listening to. You know, give us feedback. We'd love to hear it. Tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. But we really do appreciate everything that you all do for us, and we look forward to seeing you all in BannerBox Radio Season 2. That's all for this week.
And remember, Adolf Hitler's nephew, William Patrick Hitler, joined the U.S. Navy and fought against his uncle in World War II.
Thanks for joining us.